This podcast is intended for listeners over the age of 19 in Ontario, and we ask that you respect your local laws regarding cannabis.
Be sure to like, download, follow, subscribe. Wow, it's the first time doing that one. And of course, share with your friends.
Hi, ladies. Hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Amanda.
We're all over the map today.
I think it has that last show of the season feel.
Kind of vibe, exactly. It's been a season. We've had some amazing guests on. We've covered some amazing topics. And I'm really excited about closing off this season on such a high note.
As am I. You know what? I can hear feedback.
Just keep doing what you're doing. I thought
no,
it was me.
No, the headsets are plugged in, and we're feeding back through the headsets.
Wow, oh,
we're off
we
to
go.
A hot start.
Should we try that again? No.
This is what life is all about.
Uh-huh.
Feedback, false starts. I think it was a great season as well. I had a lot of fun. I learned a lot. I'm all about that. We had some amazing guests.
Mm-hmm. We sure did.
Yeah,
between Dr. Echo and Dr. Palmer, I feel so educated in how to use my new PAX Plus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to try out some new things and use Nikki Lawley's terpene guide to really start investigating.
And the PAX and that go perfectly hand in hand.
I think I really enjoyed. Remember when we had William Stolk on from Australia?
Yes.
That was one that really started to inspire me to start following more and more international cannabis news. Right?
He was an interesting fellow, and I've been following him, and I can't wait to see what he does in the future. But again, we kind of got the international bug there, and it is sort of interesting to compare what's going on all over the world, right down to, I mean, we did the episode on executions. That was a hard one.
Yeah, most definitely.
We love catching up with Tommy Chong.
Of course.
And celebrating his 85th birthday. That was a very philosophical episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I walked away with that kind of going, flow like water.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, just be.
And we have to thank Breakfast Television, because that was a big highlight. I mean, it wasn't the podcast per se, but because of the podcast, we were able to go on and talk about cannabis and parenting on Canada's number one morning show.
Right, and the fact that morning shows and sort of mainstream media are open to having a family-friendly conversation around the topic of cannabis, it's fabulous. I mean, we saw just, a week or so after, somebody was back on Breakfast Television just talking about non-alcoholic beverages, right? Mm-hmm. And they mentioned, you know, like if you infuse it with cannabis, that's your thing. And they use the right word for it. They said cannabis. And I think there's a greater conversation that needs to happen. And that I was really thankful that Breakfast Television gave us the opportunity to start it. So thanks, BT. You're the best.
Yeah, that was very cool.
We'll watch you all summer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every morning. Another really fun thing that we did this season, again, not on the podcast, but we're trying to get out more and more and meet our friends out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And we found ourselves down in Toronto at Lyft. And that was, I mean, always really fun going and meeting people and just seeing what's happening in the community. But we realized that our first Lyft last year was our first trade show together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first thing we, Our first outing,
We didn't have T-shirts. Nothing. We were sort of getting our footing. And at the time, it was the Newbie and the Doobie gifted us tickets.
That's right.
Which was so sweet of them. Mm-hmm. And then this year, they were on the main stage doing all sorts of fun stuff. They were everywhere. They've got such great energy.
Yeah.
Such great energy. And this year, we had our own media passes.
That's right. And we got to give away some passes of our own. Which was awesome. And we came out of this Lyft, I felt, really humbled by, like, where we began and now where we are. We had people legit coming just to see us there. We got to see Brenda, like Super High Ladies fan Brenda.
Yes, we love Super High Ladies fan Brenda. She is the best. And she came out to see us, and she's a ball of energy.
Oh, yeah.
Came
with some friends, exactly.
Stayed overnight, made a whole thing of it.
Oh, yeah. And she had some... Okay, so I guess listeners should know that I have been dying to go to an after party, like to a cannabis after party. It's been so many years since I've been, like, even invited to an after party. And since we've started doing events out, we've stayed in Ottawa, we've stayed all over Southern Ontario, all over Ottawa. Like, we've done stuff. And Annie has never once let me go to an after party. And it's, I get it. Like, I'm my own big girl, and I could go by myself if I wanted to.
The only reason you're being invited to after parties is because of me, darling.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody has to be the responsible one in the room.
Right.
And there's usually something that we have to do the next morning.
Mm.
And I know myself. Like, if I go to the after party, I'm going to have to go to the after party.
Well, no, see, but like that... like. You can let us go to the after party, and then I cannot be the one that's like, no, not the after party.
Well, and a lot of these events have great after parties, and I will, in the next year, I promise you, I will let you go to an after party.
All right, we'll see.
You see the singular there?
All right, listeners, you all heard it.
Amanda gets to go to one party next
year. One party.
Well, at Lyft, they had after parties Friday and Saturday. We didn't go because we were trying to balance
home
the kids
going
to camp and all of that. So we were commuting back and forth. So I had good reason to say no after party. But Brenda went to the Friday night after party.
And boy, did she have stories for us.
It sounded like a hoot.
Yeah.
And one of the things they had at this party were piñatas.
Which are so much fun.
What a great idea.
Right?
In theory.
Yeah, in theory.
So I think there was like 10 piñatas or something.
You know what they don't have at alcoholic events?
Piñatas.
Right? Yes.
Have the stick.
Yeah, right? Like,
go beat something.
Exactly. But
it sounds like it was going smoothly.
It sounds like it was going really, really well until the last piñata.
Yeah. I think it was towards the end, but each piñata was sponsored by a different company, and inside was some of their product. And then everybody could, you know, dive on the floor and get free product.
In true childhood piñata birthday party style.
Again, knowing myself, I would have been right in there.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't. I would definitely be the person on the sideline being like, go for it, all of you. Right? Like, I only get what lands in my hand.
I don't even care about the stuff. I'm just competitive.
I don't want to crawl on top of other people. No, none of that.
So Brenda was telling us on Saturday about this party, and it came to one of the last piñatas, and somebody gave it a whack and a whack. And as piñatas do when you whack them...
They open.
It burst open, and... onto the floor, shattered 100 pieces of glass.
Oh, no.
At the time, she thought it was pre-rolls in glass dupe tubes.
Yeah.
Turned out they were pipes.
Oh, no.
Glass pipes that were rolled in bubble wrap.
But still.
Let's walk through the
right,
thought process.
Likely a concrete
here.
Floor, some kind of hard surface. On the ground.
Banging the piñata. Let's just start there.
Right.
Let's put a whole bunch of, like, every glass pipe I've ever had is broken.
Mm-hmm.
They're easily breakable. So let's put it in a piñata, whack the piñata, and then have all of that fly over the concrete floor, shattering into a million glass pieces.
While people haven't realized that they're broken and jumping on top of them. Right? Like, we understand the... like, what happened here?
I don't think anybody was hurt. I'm sure somebody got a piece of glass in a finger.
Yeah.
But, oh, I would have actually gone to that after party just
to have seen that. Oh, if only... that was the one we were invited to. Or one of many we've been invited
to. You know what, Amanda? If you behave yourself, I will get a piñata for you. I will fill it full of glass.
That's too good. All right. Hold on. So that was hilarious. That was so much, like, such a good story. But I really, like, when we were leaving on Friday. Yeah, it was definitely Friday. So we're walking down the street. Annie and I are, we know we've got a train. We've only got a few minutes to get there, to get to Union Station. And this lady walks by, and she was in full...
Full is not the right word.
No, no, no.
you're misleading there. She had lace panties on.
Yes, lace panties, fully see-through on both sides.
She had a bra on, also revealing.
Very revealing.
And that was it.
I think she had a bag, like a purse.
I think she had like a fanny pack type purse, like a small purse.
Yeah.
She was rocking it. I have never seen anybody with so much confidence.
Nope.
And so little clothing.
Right along Front Street, in downtown Toronto on a Friday afternoon.
So what do Amanda and I do? We decide we're going to...
We're like, oh, we're headed that same direction.
We're
going to
get right behind her and see this walking piece of art.
Really, I was hoping that we would end up beside her at the traffic light, before you go over to Union. And that didn't happen because... All of a sudden, as we're catching up to this lady, we hear from behind us, "Hi, ladies!
Hi, ladies! Hi, ladies! Ladies!"
So we turn around, and our good friend George Smitherman from the Cannabis Council of Canada is chasing us down Front Street.
Hot and sweaty on a 30-degree day. Screaming, waving his arms in the air. Hi, ladies. Hey, ladies.
Any variation of hello, ladies, or hi, ladies. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So we turn around, and we start walking back to him. Start walking back, and we meet up with him, and there was just another patron, on Front Street, who looks at us and goes, "Oh, good. I thought I was going to have to accost somebody for chasing you down the street."
Well, he had seen when we walked back with George, not only were we walking back with George, but the fronts of our shirts say, "Hi, ladies."
Yeah.
And he sort of read the shirts, this young man, and looked so relieved because it all came together. We realized if you didn't know what was going on, you're just hanging out, you're smoking a doobie, you're doing your thing, and all you see this middle-aged white man screaming and chasing two women down the street who are also, we were hustling our bustle to keep up with panties.
Yeah.
So from the outside, the scene must have looked like a problem coming.
Oh, yeah. It definitely could have looked like a difficult situation.
George just wanted us to meet somebody. Oh, I love that.
So good. Who else did we meet at?
Well, we had a very touching interaction.
Oh, yes.
And I do love our touching interactions that make it feel like it's all worthwhile.
Mm-hmm. Wally.
Well, Wallace.
All right.
Wally is our friend from Australia. Wallace, who I think should be called by his whole name because he is a real hard-working, amazing dude.
Yeah.
We bumped into him. He had a booth at Lyft.
Yep.
And he almost looked like he was going to cry when he saw us.
Yeah, so Wallace is from Primo Cannabis. And they were actually one of the very few LPs to be at Lyft this year. I was a little surprised that I didn't see more. But he was there because he's at every event.
He's everywhere.
He is everywhere. And if he's not at an event, he's on Instagram live streaming as he packs cannabis, as he... was working in the office as he, whatever.
Primo's an amazing family business, and they're all very hands on. When he saw us, he said that a conversation that we had had with him at Can Expo,
just back in March,
changed the entire way he approaches his business, talks about his product, talks about his company.
Mm-hmm.
It had renewed him and re-energized him, and given him so much. And we just had a lovely conversation.
We had a nice conversation with him.
I didn't realize that we'd had that kind of impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it when that does happen, when people actually mention it.
Right.
People love to complain.
Yeah.
Love to bitch. What's a glass-filled pinata? That's life. But for Wallace to tell us this wonderful impact that we had had on him, just very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Very, very cool.
And hopefully next season we can share a bit more of his story if you don't already know it.
That's right. So,
segue, Amanda.
Okay, that's the segue. So I'm really excited because we've had, we have a ton of Budtender listeners to the podcast. People really enjoy hearing about all the different things that we're covering in the media and laws and... products and companies that are, active in our community. So we really wanted to feature some of the amazing brands that are out there. So we're actually starting a secondary podcast, Hi Ladies, the Bud Tender Series.
The Bud Tender Series.
The Bud Tender Series.
What's that you say?
Uh-huh. So the Bud Tender Series is going to be all LPs, like Canadian LPs that grow and, you know, are available on your provincial wholesale organizations. And we're going to connect these companies with bud tenders. Something that we find when we talk with LPs is that it's hard for them to get out to every single store in the country. It's hard because there's only so many sales reps that they have that they can't be everywhere at once. And another thing that bud tenders shared with us was that they really enjoy hearing stories about these brands and learning more about their products in this sort of informal environment that is a podcast, right, where they're not being sold on products because our job isn't to sell stuff.
No.
Right?
We want to learn. So there's a lot of interesting products and stuff. There's new things on the market every day.
All the time.
And you want to know, especially when there is an interesting story behind it.
That's right. And this isn't going to, like, the Bud Tender Series isn't going to be some exclusive platform that you, we're just putting it up on Spotify so consumers can listen to it as well. Just kind of curious people, anybody can listen to it, but it's really going to be aimed and targeted towards bud tenders because you guys have
and
a really
curious consumers.
Yeah, like, well, bud tenders have a really hard job, right?
They
like, nobody appreciates the amount of knowledge that bud tenders have to have. I mean, most stores carry over 400 SKUs, like, at any given time. There's thousands on the OCS wholesale websites. And it's hard to expect all of your bud tenders to be experts on everything. So if we can make getting that knowledge to them more accessible.
And fun.
And fun, right? Then we end up with a better... your job won't suck so much.
No, Amanda, what's going to happen to High Ladies Podcast then?
Well, it's just going to... We're going back to our roots.
Yeah.
So we're going to be focusing mainly on... Or back to issues that affect the cannabis space, people that influence the cannabis space, media around cannabis.
Interesting people doing
amazing
things. Yeah, so we'll be able to do a bit more of that. So no fear, High Ladies will go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
It will basically be we're just doubling our work.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whose idea was this?
Sorry. Now, if you are a cannabis brand listening to the podcast and you want to connect, I mean, we still have a few spots open up over the course of that Bud Tender series. Reach out, connect with us on Instagram, or send us an email at highladiespodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, connect with us, and we would love to fit you in there.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that next... season, we'll be back again, just like in the past years. We're going to take the summer off. We're going to be going out and about. There's a few events we want to go to.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the show, we'll announce some fun stuff that will be happening as well.
Yeah.
But all of this is going to happen in September, which gives us lots of time to work towards it. And on that same note, if you're a listener who wants to cover a subject that we haven't covered, let us know, because we just never know. I mean, people reached out and said excise tax, and that's still one of, like, everybody's favorite episode. It's the episode on tax. So so we're also interested in what our audience wants to hear.
100%.
We're going to leave them for a while, so should we give some homework out and something to think about?
Yeah, most definitely. So there's been some... new talk, new rumblings about changing up some rules from Health Canada.
Well, the Cannabis Act is always seems to be up for review.
Right. But now the recommendations have come out.
Yes.
So some of those recommendations have included increasing THC limits for edibles.
Just to be clear, okay, let's do the Competition Bureau of Canada.
Oh, okay, let's start there. Okay.
Their recommendations to Health Canada. So their idea, the Competition Bureau, is what it sounds like. They want to make companies competitive and profitable.
Oh, you mean you expect them to make money?
Oh, really?
What a concept.
Let them eat cake. But the cake can only have 10 grams of THC in it. It's going to cost $12.
So, yeah, so the Competition Bureau is heavily in support of increasing THC limits in edibles and changing up rules around packaging. So, like, maybe the edible itself is capped at 10 milligrams, but maybe you'll be able to have more in a package. Things like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's different ways to do it. Right now, the way it is, A, it's not competitive with the legacy market.
Not at all.
I mean, it's not comparable. And the companies that are making edibles are saying, hey, we are spending way, way more on just packaging. Mm-hmm. The actual product isn't costing us much. Most of our cost is this packaging.
Right.
Part of the easing restrictions on promotion and packaging is, again, to make these companies able to, you know, set themselves apart, mm-hmm. be recognizable. Yep. And again, there's a very slippery slope there. Our packaging rules are very tough.
Very tough.
And then a review of the licensing process and regulatory compliancy shit. And that's
going to include, like, window coverings and... Oh, sorry.
That's licensing.
That's
so
licensing.
It's more,
sorry,
you know,
bad.
Making sure that it's not just the rich old dudes that are able to get in because of the cost prohibitive.
Right.
There's a lot left out there,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure it goes into more detail. That came out in CBC in an article on May 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Today is June 13th.
Yep.
CBC put out another article today that was Ottawa Public Health's recommendations.
Mm-hmm. And they are...
Well, they're going completely opposite. They're saying they want the packaging to be as ugly as possible. It should look like tobacco packaging.
Sure.
It should have awful pictures on it. And make it even worse.
Hold on. Awful pictures on it? Like they have on cigarette packages, right?
Yes.
But people don't die from consuming cannabis.
Like,
really, what are the pictures going to be? Like, people frolicking in a,
well,
in
that's
in
what
a dandelion
I was...
field?
A mom making cookies with her child smiling? Well, the problem with the packaging already, and I agree with the Competition Bureau, is it's so strict and you have to put so much shit on there that you end up with these huge packages mm-hmm. with very little thing in it because the package has to be the size of a billboard because you basically have a dictionary of shit on it in French and English.
Yep.
Now they want to add more and therefore put more. I mean, what happened to this whole single-use plastic? I don't want to hear the shit. If I have to drink out of a paper straw,
I don't want to
hear the shit.
Paper straws. They become an ingredient after about 4 minutes. Like, they're disgusting.
Fiber.
Roughage.
Ottawa Public Health has some things I agree with. They, you know, limiting the shapes and the colors. They don't want sprinkles.
Sure.
They don't want to appeal to kids.
Okay, but when push comes to shove, really and truly, Ottawa Public Health is a municipal board, right? Like, they're a municipal organization. They are not part of the federal government, so they shouldn't have much say. Like, sure, they can contribute, but no.
I'm just thinking, like, if we were to sit here and look at all the different groups' recommendations, they're all going to recommend different things. It's a hard decision. With the drinks, we have seen change.
Yeah.
So I do believe there is the possibility of change.
And nothing bad has happened.
No. And I've asked bud tenders, like, are people buying, like, is there any issue? And they're like, no, it's great.
Yeah.
And as far as storage, people just pre-order. There hasn't been an issue there.
Yeah.
These two recommendations, I'm sure there are other people who have recommended what I'm about to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to think about what could actually be done, what is doable, easy, doesn't cost much.
Okay.
Get rid of the fucking window coverings.
Yeah.
It seems logical to me. We all know if you've been into a dispensary, they're beautiful, there's nothing to see.
Right.
But now you've got these bud tenders who are working so damn hard, and they can't even see the sun.
Yep.
They can't. It's like so close. Yeah, it's just on
just
this
so far.
Film. On the other side.
Yeah.
I think it's a safety issue as well.
Yeah.
Mental health, safety issue.
Yep.
Like, let's get over it.
I agree.
My kid can walk to the liquor store. If I'm so offended by dispensaries
just
and I'm a part of the public, cross the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Point out something shiny. Your
right.
kid won't even notice. So, our homework, Amanda...
is to keep up on the news.
Yeah.
Right? Keep an eye out. And if you see anything interesting, honestly, flip it to us. We we try and read as much as we can, but we can't get to everything all the time. But we're always looking for new stuff.
Absolutely.
To read and, you know, keep up to date on. So if you come across something interesting, email us, highladiespodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram @highladiespodcast.
Yep. So, yeah, enjoy your summer.
Yeah.
We are not going to disappear.
No. We're still on Instagram and still doing stuff, but we don't record.
Are we going to do anything fun on Instagram to keep people...
Yeah, so just circling back to when we were on Breakfast Television, High Tree Designs and Buzzbox and a couple other...
Flower Stampede.
Oh, there we go, Flower Stampede. They sent us some stash boxes.
And we picked up other goodies along the way.
Right, so we've got quite the collection. We've been kind of cleaning out our unofficial offices across our two homes, and we've got a ton of stuff to give away. So keep on our Instagram and, you know, keep sending us interesting stuff. Watch for giveaways, you know, sort of all summer long.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Amanda.
Congratulations, Annie.
I give you tomorrow off.
Thank you kindly. I think we need to give a special thanks out to our audience and to our listeners who keep us coming back every season.
Yeah.
Because you guys are the best.
So true. And another thanks to PAX for their generosity us and our audience this season.
Right? They're amazing.
Mm-hmm. What a great company.
So anybody looking for a new vaporizer, PAX is going to be the last one you ever buy.
Absolutely. All right, I think that is it. I think it is time for us to step away.
Take a toke.
And go be moms. What's that, kind listener?
Oh, yeah, the last one of the season.
You want to know how to support the show? Thank you for asking. That's so nice of you. You can buy us a coffee. The link is in the show notes. You can, if you are the one person who could figure out how to leave a review on Apple iTunes, I will find a piece of swag for you. We would love some more reviews on there. You can send us a sweet message on Instagram @
Hi Ladies Podcast.
You can send us a longer love letter by email @
HiLadiesPodcast@gmail.com.
And of course, share the podcast with a friend.
Bye, ladies.
Stay high, ladies.